Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah, Vivek, Em and Alec with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, yesterday afternoon, two protesters were arrested just hours after Queensland's new hate speech laws went into effect. The arrests took place at a pro-Palestine protest that started outside the Parliament building yesterday afternoon. One of the individuals, 33-year-old Liam Parry, was arrested for using the banned phrase, "from the river to the sea." Parry was reportedly amongst those from the Students for Palestine group who were leading the protest, and was explaining the history and meaning behind the phrase and discouraging others from chanting it shortly before officers made their arrest. Parry was released from the Brisbane Watch House yesterday evening and has been issued a notice to appear at Brisbane Magistrates Court in early April for the offence of recital, distribution, publication or display of prohibited expressions. Officers later arrested an 18-year-old woman who was wearing a shirt with the phrase "from the river to the sea" displayed on it. According to police, the 18-year-old was charged and given adult caution. Passed in Parliament last week, the hate speech laws include written and spoken use of phrases, including chants, placards and signs at protest. The legislation specifically bans the phrases "from the river to the sea" and "globalise the intifada" when used to cause menace or offence. According to a joint statement from Queensland Premier David Crisafulli and Attorney General and Minister for Justice and Minister for Integrity Deb Frecklington, the use, distribution, publication or recitation of the banned phrases imposes a maximum 2-year penalty upon the offender. Arif Hussein, a senior lawyer from the Human Rights Law Centre, has raised concerns around the Crisafulli government's crackdown, stating that, quote, "everyone in Australia should be able to live free from discrimination, hate speech and vilification. These rushed laws will not improve community safety or reduce hate in Queensland. Instead, the Crisafulli government is turning the temperature up by passing laws which increase division, discrimination and suppress peaceful political communication."
And in other local news, authorities have issued an emergency warning for Chinchilla, with major flooding expected in Charlie's Creek today. Residents in low-lying areas of the Western Downs town, about 300 kilometres west of Brisbane, have been told to secure their belongings and evacuate to higher ground. The Bureau of Meteorology expects the river to peak early on Thursday. Seven people were already rescued from a campground in Chinchilla after Charlie's Creek broke its bank early this morning. To the east, a not-safe-to-return warning remains in place for flooding in Bundaberg, as hundreds of homes and businesses remain flooded. The flooding around Bundaberg caused the council to close the bridges, leaving the residents on the north side of the town cut off from the south.
And in national news, new research from the University of Sydney has revealed that Australian summers are becoming longer and hotter, with daytime temperatures rising by over 1 degree Celsius since the 1950s. Capital cities Adelaide and Canberra experienced the most significant increases, with just 1 to 2 degrees of warming, amounting to 4 times the amount of individually extreme days. Climate scientist Lyndon Ashcroft said extremely hot days are becoming more frequent and intense, with the summers ahead of us already seeing heat waves occur at least 4 or 5 times a season. Nighttime heat is also increasing, with climate reports claiming decreases in overnight temperatures are vital to providing necessary bodily relief from extreme daytime weather. According to the BOM, the summer of 2025 and 2026 broke 63 all-time heat records, with January's heat wave attributed to human-made climate change.
A feral grass which burns hotter, faster, and more frequently is changing the nature of Australia's deserts. A coalition of traditional owners has warned as the Albanese government faces pressure to take urgent action. The federal government on Wednesday deferred whether to list buffalo grass, which is native to Africa and parts of Asia, as a weed of national significance, a determination which could lead to tougher enforcement. Invasive Species Council's Indigenous Ambassador and Wiradjuri man Richard Swan said buffalo grass was one of the most damaging species in Australia's drylands. "Buffalo grass is changing the nature of our deserts," Swan said. Mr. Swan is among several traditional owners and environmental advocates who will travel to Canberra on Thursday to join Senators David Pocock and Sarah Hanson-Young in urging the government to take action over the listing. The delegation is causing the federal government to recognise buffalo as a weed of national significance, listed as a standalone key threatening process under national law, and to fund National Buffett, co-coordinator and develop an action plan. Greens Environment spokesperson Sarah Hansen-Young, who will take part in the delegation, said bufflegrass was one of the greatest threats to arid land ecosystems and First Nations culture.
And in international news, 32 countries have agreed to the largest oil stocks release in an attempt to ease the rising cost of crude oil following more attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Overnight, the International Energy Agency decided to release 400 million barrels of oil, the largest release since the agency's formation in the 1970s, after three more ships were attacked. This brings the total number of targeted vessels up to 20 as Iran strengthens its chokehold on the strait. According to IEA Executive Director Fatih Birol, the oil market challenges are unprecedented in scale, and that he is very glad that IEA member countries have responded with an emergency collective action of unprecedented size. This release is more than double the 182.7 million barrels released at the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 24.4 degrees with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.